With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Fire crews did make progress over the weekend fighting the wildfires that have destroyed thousands of homes and killed at least 24 people in the Los Angeles area. This woman returned to find nothing left of her home, which was destroyed by the Palisades fire.
Now returning, this is what's left. Everything is decimated. The town is decimated.
But firefighters are scrambling as forecasters warn of dangerous weather, with the return of strong winds this week.
Wind gusts of as much as 70 miles per hour are possible over the next few days. The fear is embers could move to unburned territories miles downwind. L.A. Fire Chief Kristen Crowley says they're focused on two things:
containing the fires and saving lives and protecting property.
Audio from KABC. The fires have killed at least 24 people. Thousands of homes have been destroyed.
That's correspondent Ed Donahue reporting. Also at SRNNews.com, TikTok's users in the U.S., they're waiting for a Supreme Court decision that could shut down the site this coming Sunday.
The court heard oral arguments on Friday. Chief Justice John Roberts.
They're not fine with a foreign adversary, as they've determined it is, gathering all this information about the 170 million people who use TikTok.
Paul Tran's family runs a skincare company and relies on TikTok to find new customers. He spoke at a news conference in Washington.
There must be a solution that protects both our national interests and our constitutional rights.
TikTok's attorney, Noel Francisco, suggested that at the very least, the justices should enter a temporary pause that would allow TikTok to keep operating. Jennifer King, Washington.
A strong earthquake measuring a preliminary magnitude of 6.9 rattled southwestern Japan. No immediate reports of damages. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. The Dow ahead 97 points, but the Nasdaq dropping 248. This is SRN News. A lot of people will be reading the Bible in 2025.
YouVersion, the most popular free Bible app in the world, reports a record 800,000 individuals downloaded it on January 5th. The most in one day in YouVersion's history. In fact, there's been a big surge in downloads since the beginning of the new year, suggesting that a lot of folks have decided to try and read through the Bible in 2025 and will use the app to do so. YouVersion founder Bobby Grunewald tells the Christian Post the surge is being seen outside of the U.S. too. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The director of the Texas Medical Board has retired less than 2 weeks after conservative lawmakers publicized his employment with a Planned Parenthood laboratory. Dr. Robert Brett had worked as medical director for the state agency since 2012. According to his resume, he also worked at Planned Parenthood's South Texas laboratory since 2011. This is SRN News. Some 5,000 hospital healthcare workers walking off the job in Oregon as they picket all eight Providence hospitals in the state. The Oregon Nurses Association Union says it's the largest healthcare strike in state history. Most of those on strike are nurses, but in a rare move, dozens of doctors at Portland Hospital and others at six women's health clinics are also on strike. The strike came after more than a year of negotiations failed to produce an agreement over wages and staffing levels. Income tax season upon us.
IRS says January 27th will be the official start date of the 2025 tax season. And officials say they expect more than 140 million tax returns to be filed by the April 15th deadline. It's expanding a program allowing people to file taxes directly with the agency.
Correspondent Jason Walker. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.